The state receiver for the troubled Lawrence Public School System is proposing sweeping changes to the system in an effort to raise student achievement. For decades, Lawrence students have performed below the state average. Only about 40% graduate from high school. The district's troubling record prompted state education officials to take it over last fall and appoint a receiver to run the system. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports now on the turnaround plan.
The Lawrence receiver has a long to-do list. It reads like most school reform menus: build a culture of high expectations, extend the school day, hire great staff. But receiver Jeff Riley says this reform will be different because he's letting individual schools make many of the decisions.
This is a radical shift in school reform efforts nationwide, which historically have attempted a top-down fix.
Riley says he wants to reduce the role of the central office and give the power back to principals. They will decide how to use extended learning time and whom to hire and fire. The schools whose students perform well will earn more autonomy. Lawrence will also turn to charter schools for help. It's inviting four charter organizations into the district. One will provide tutoring, one will open a new alternative high school to re-engage students who've dropped out, another will take over a middle school, and a fourth will manage an elementary school. Riley says the partnership is unique.
A few charter schools have agreed to come in and not impose a lottery. They're willing to take the neighborhood schools, and they're willing to be represented by the Lawrence Teachers Union. So it's a real interesting moment in ed reform today.
Typically, teachers in charter schools are not unionized, and districts are reluctant to embrace charters. The Lawrence Teachers Union says it works well with Riley, but union president Frank McLaughlin says he's unsure about more charter schools.
I understand that the charters are coming in, which is really, to select the right word, it's a concern about the management of the school systems. For you to have a charter schools or several charter school operations come in to manage your schools, that's concerning to us.
Receiver Riley says his only concern is the children and how to bring up their achievement quickly. This is a challenge in gateway cities such as Lawrence, where nearly a quarter of the kids in schools speak English as their second language.
In year one, we want to double the number of schools closing the achievement gap. Within 3 years, we're going to move to within the top five of all gateway cities in Massachusetts. Currently, we're number 22. And within 5 to 7 years, we plan to close the achievement gap completely with the state in English language arts and math.
All of this has to happen without any additional funding. Already, Lawrence spends $13,900 per student, about $1,000 more than the state average. State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester says to find money, they'll be looking at everything from facilities to salaries.
We have a high-need district, students who need a lot of support to be successful in their education, and a low-wealth district. So we need to be very deliberate about looking at how we're using current revenue.
Commissioner Chester says he expects the state to be involved in the Lawrence schools for several years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.